Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the governor has a major announcement. Ray Haga has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Lynn Hetrick. He's Governor Gibbons' deputy chief of staff, and Nevada will join the lawsuit against the federal health care law.
Coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau, Derek Morris, and Greg Crawford. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Corporations moving to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center require reliable power, fiber optic communication, and clean water sources. And yet, there's another amenity we're very proud of here at TRI, rail service. So far, we've built over 2 miles of railroad track, and another 3.6 is under construction. When companies need to transport freight, we're going to help them move it quickly and efficiently. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome back to the program Lynn Hetrick. He is the Deputy Chief of Staff for Governor Gibbons. And just within the last 30 minutes, Governor Gibbons held a press conference. What was the result of that press conference?
Yes, first let me say thank you for letting us come on again today. We appreciate that very much. Yes, the governor announced in Las Vegas today that we will be joining the lawsuit in Florida in regard to the health care reform bill, and that Nevada will be an active participant in that lawsuit.
And in what way will Nevada be active?
We will be active by, we have got counsel who has come on pro bono, Mark Hutchison of Hutchison and Steffen.
So outside counsel.
Outside counsel come on pro bono, who will join the Florida suit. And by doing that, there's an expense there. It's capped at $50,000 for all participants. The most we can pay is about $3,500, and we're already getting phone calls from people saying if we get in a suit, they want to help pay the $3,500. So I don't anticipate it's going to cost the state anything for us to be involved.
Okay. Now, the Attorney General, Catherine Cortez Masto, did not want to join this suit at this point. She talked about the cost, but there really isn't any additional cost if the Attorney General's office wants to take up this suit. Am I correct?
No, I don't think there's additional cost. I mean, the staff and personnel is there anyway. So I don't think there was additional cost. It may have been some additional time spent that wasn't anticipated in the short term to get involved in the suit right now. And depending on the time frames of the court action or whatever's taking place, there might have been some time that had to be spent that wasn't anticipated. But no, I didn't see additional cost.
Well, one more question, Ray. Are there any legalities now involved between the governor's office and the attorney general's office?
No, I've heard that professed, but no, we don't believe there's anything that prohibits the state of Nevada from getting into this lawsuit. The statutes are at best gray. They talk about the executive branch within the state of Nevada and those kinds of things. This is the state of Nevada protecting its constitutional rights. We don't think it applies. We think we're fine.
Lynn, the Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto said there was no practical reason to join this little litigation. She said it would be a waste of money, and she said if other states succeed in their litigation against this new law, well, Nevada reaps the benefits anyway. So it seems to me that this is a politically motivated move by Governor Gibbons.
Well, if it's impractical and politically motivated to defend the Constitution when you have sworn an oath to do so, then I guess you can call it whatever you want. I think that's the very thing that's wrong with the country today, is people don't stand up and fight for what they believe in. If that hadn't happened years ago and hundreds of years ago, we wouldn't be sitting here and having the ability to talk about it now. The governor believes that this act is unconstitutional. When you, and I believe he's right, when you can force a private citizen to buy a private product, which is the health care product you would have to buy, and penalize him if he doesn't, there's nothing in the Commerce Clause that allows that. And if it is in the Commerce Clause allowing that, then what's next? Are they going to tell us we have to buy a GM car and help with the bailout? Are they going to fine us to pay for the bailout? There's got to be a limit to what the Commerce Clause allows Congress to do.
At some point, though, don't we all pay for health care in this country for people using the most expensive forms of health care? When you look at a country like Britain or a country like Canada, and coming originally as somebody who was born in England, believe me, the health care system is not as bad as it is painted. People pay for it out of their paychecks. There's an amount deducted that goes towards their medical care. You don't have the kind of problems that you have in this country where people who don't have insurance end up at the emergency room. The emergency rooms have to take them. It's the most expensive cost. You look at UMC down in Southern Nevada, mm-hmm. and it's a disaster. So when you look at it from that point of view, is there another perspective?
There is a perspective that maybe we should do something about that, but it didn't mean that we had to go as far as this health care bill goes. There are lots of little pieces that could have been done that would have addressed a whole lot of those issues. And
For example?
Well, we could have done catastrophic pools. We could do high-risk pools. We could do the exchanges. I think the availability across state lines might have encouraged more people to buy insurance. Sooner or later, you can't get down to forcing every single citizen to buy health insurance. If that's what government is about, is forcing you to do something you choose not to do, our liberties are being totally eroded. And there's a certain amount of money somebody has and they want to spend their $10 for X. They don't want to buy health insurance. I believe they have a right to do that in this country. Now, if it falls back on somebody else to pay their bill, then maybe we should address a part of that. But we could have done that in pieces, not a giant bill that mandates that you must buy health insurance.
Well, Lynn, I'm a little bit confused here still. Our Attorney General, Catherine Cortez Masto, says if other states succeeds, Nevada reaps the benefits anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you say that you and the governor are standing up for the Constitution and everything, but here you're going to have a press conference in Las Vegas, another one in Reno. You're on Nevada Newsmakers Today. I just see this as really politically driven. I mean, I think it's grandstanding by the governor's office.
Well, and I mean, you can decide that you feel that way. I think when 62% of the people think the bill's wrong in the state of Nevada, and when the governor has sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution, he's having a press conference. It's been speculated for the last week as to what Nevada's going to do. Yes, we're press conferencing to say, yeah, we're joining. We think that this thing is wrong and it needs to be addressed and it needs to go to the courts to do that.
And you get pro bono law work on this?
Yes.
Well, pro bono, a lot of times you get what you pay for, don't you?
Oh, I think we have an excellent attorney. I'm not the least bit worried about the quality of the representation the state of Nevada will have. In fact, I think we'll have excellent representation.
Okay, now you cited a figure, 62% of Nevadans are against this health care bill. Mm-hmm. Where does that information come from, 62%?
I think it was on the Rasmussen poll that was recently done is what I recall. But I saw the information, but I can't tell you exactly where it came from.
All right, let's take a break more with Lynn Hedrick when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
We'll be right back. Save energy and money. Take control at nvenergy.com.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lynn Hetrick. He's the Deputy Chief of Staff to Governor Gibbons, and talking about how Nevada has now joined with Florida in their lawsuit, against Obamacare. Let me ask you this, and maybe this is just a bizarre comparison, but you're saying, you know, how everybody's being forced to buy into this medical plan now. But what about education? Aren't we forced into that too, and is that in the Constitution?
Yeah, actually it is. Education is in the state of Nevada Constitution, and it is required that we provide education.
But in the U.S. Constitution?
Well, I don't know what's in the U.S. Constitution, frankly, in regard to Nevada. I haven't gone to look at that, but clearly the government has entered into the funding aspect of that and said that because they fund a portion or a large portion in some cases of education, that there's maintenance of effort requirements and so on. I don't think it's the same level. I think we're talking about two different things. One is a public system, which is basically the school system. The other is mandating that we buy from a private company. And then penalizing us if we don't. We don't get penalized if you're not a part of the education system, because we all pay that in taxes one way or another. This system is not a tax per se on whether or not you buy until you don't buy. And then you're singled out and you pay a tax for not buying. That's why we just don't think this is right. We think it's unconstitutional.
Lynn, you know, there are some political experts in the state that says state law makes it clear that Governor Gibbons has the power to compel the Attorney General to file suit. Why not go after that line of work?
Because we'd be filing a lawsuit against the Attorney General, wasting time and money. We'd have to do it with separate counsel to file against her in some fashion. And our issue isn't, I mean, we disagree with the Attorney General, clearly. But our issue isn't disagreeing with the Attorney General. Our issue is disagreeing with this plan and what it does and whether or not it's constitutional.
Well, again, if other states succeeds and Nevada reaps the benefits, then isn't this just a waste of time and money too?
I don't see how it's a waste of time or money to defend the Constitution, and it's not going to cost us any money. So I don't see how this is a waste of time and money. If we don't stand up and fight for what we think is right, how can we expect somebody else to do it? Are we going to just sit back and let somebody else fight our fight and say, well, me too, but I don't want to get involved? That's, as I said before, I think what's wrong with this country is people don't stand up and fight for what they believe in. If there's one thing this governor does, he stands up and fights for what he believes in and has the integrity to stick to his word. And
Running for re-election, he does this.
He did that before he was running for re-election. He did that through the last session when they had taxes. He wasn't running for re-election at that time. He said no then. I don't agree with that. I think the governor is held to his word and has the integrity to say, I don't believe it's right, and I'll fight.
The attorney general shot back that she was too busy dealing with defending the governor on personal issues. What were your thoughts on that?
I think the attorney general overstepped her bounds of client privilege when she came out and talked about various live lawsuits or actions that she is working on behalf of anybody. I don't think that was appropriate, quite frankly. But I think she disqualified herself from ever being involved in this suit based on her comments saying let somebody else do it and we shouldn't be involved, and if it works, we'll win anyway. I mean, all those things she said, I disagree with.
Are there areas that the governor's office and the attorney general's office are working together on at this point?
Well, we work with various folks at various times depending on the issue, but...
What I'm trying to say is there a war going on between these two departments?
I don't think so. Do we disagree? Yeah. Have we disagreed on multiple things in the last recent memory? Yes. Overall, I think the Attorney General does. I mean, I'll give her credit. I saw Scott Craigie yesterday say she's reasoned and she thinks through, and I'll give her credit for doing all those things. We just disagree on her decision. We think she's wrong, and we believe we need to fight for Nevada's rights.
Okay, you mentioned that you felt that the Attorney General broke the attorney-client privilege with the governor.
Mm-hmm.
On his personal matters, correct?
Well, on the comments that were made about being too busy to do various things, those are all client privilege issues, and they shouldn't be brought up and mentioned, shouldn't even be discussed.
But before she even mentioned that, Lynn, those issues had been discussed ad nauseum in the media. How is that breaking?
Because the media doesn't have client privilege with the governor. The Attorney General did, that's why. Nothing excused the Attorney General from client privilege because the media had a story.
You know, the governor has probably made the best use of the bully pulpit without having a huge amount of funds for his reelection campaign. There's almost not a day that goes by where there isn't a press release out of the governor's office that gets him into the newspapers. It's quite remarkable, but there's going to be a tide when former Judge Sandoval begins his campaign and the attacks begin. Then money will be required to answer those attacks.
You could be right. I would agree with you that the governor's done a very good job of utilizing his position, but I would also argue that everything that's been out there and been done is something that's reasonable, straightforward, justified for the state of Nevada or necessary for the state of Nevada, and doing the right things, just the way it happens to work out.
We shall watch this suit with great interest. Thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure. We always appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better.
And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
You're stuck on a treadmill. You're making minimum payments on your credit cards, and you just don't get anywhere. Let Consolidated Credit tell you the truth. When credit card companies are charging high interest, it's virtually impossible to pay off your debt. Let's say you owe $5,000 and your rate is 21%. Of your $100 minimum payment, $87 is interest. It'll take you over 33 years to pay off that debt. Call Consolidated Credit. They'll get the credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest. Get off the treadmill. Get on with your life. Call Consolidated Credit. They're the freedom people.
Call 1-800-442-9243.
Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Greg Crawford is here. He's with Sierra Nevada Wealth Management. Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Derek Morse, Consulting Engineer, formerly with RTC in Northern Nevada. So, Mary, you just put out Retail Association, in association with Applied Analysis, put out an economic report on the state. And it was very gloomy, with the exception maybe of tourism. Were there any bright spots that you could see in the economy for Nevada?
I didn't realize tourism was a bright spot either.
Well, the numbers on a year-to-year basis are up modestly, but they remain well below previous numbers, but at least they're starting to go up. And in fact, with the gaming companies, at least that have properties in Macau, the stock market was doing very well.
Well, the stock market's doing well for them as far as tourism goes. That hasn't come back yet, but it's not rocket science, and everybody knows because of Nevada's particular economy, we're going to lag behind. As a matter of fact, I was meeting with some economists yesterday, and it's like we can truly say we had a depression while everybody's still arguing recession nationwide. But Nevada's going to be hit harder, which it was, and it's going to take longer to recover, which it is.
And is there any estimate at this point? Are we looking at 2012, 2014?
2012. And then it'll be a new normal, because once this all shifts through, and then you start coming closer to some of the monetary shifts that happened with the health care and taxes and everything else, because people are going to start preparing for that, because the taxes come first, as we all know. So there's a shift of money and a shift of feelings and opinions, and everything that does that makes people hunker down, and the tourism still stays down.
Greg, any bright spots for you?
Well, mining remains kind of the one aspect of the state that's
especially
still happy and healthy.
moly and copper.
Even those year-over-year comparisons that you spoke of, Sam, a lot of that just has to do with what's being cut off on a comparative basis from 12 months ago. So there's a little sign of life in some of the tourism numbers. Some of the gaming companies have done well, but as you said, that's actually more related to some of the properties they have out of state rather than in state. So I agree, it's looking like a very slow recovery.
And the problem is now is mining is one of our bright spots, but we're politically attacking it through plans initiative.
Okay. Did you want to jump in?
Well, what I wanted to say about the gaming numbers is that they're up slightly, but they're being, you know, these are year to year comparisons, and they're up slightly because they're being compared to last year's numbers
exactly.
That were so bad. But if you go back 2 years ago, the gaming is way down, and you look at Washoe County, 31 straight months of negative growth, and there's no end in sight to the negative growth, because you look at the local casino market, and it's, you know, Fitzgerald probably won't be the only property that goes bankrupt.
You do bring up a good point, though. We always talk about year to year. It's so confusing and so misleading. I think we would be better served if people said, what is normal? Let's agree it's 2005 or 2006 and kind of look back, because we had this bubble that we were pushing in front of us. We shouldn't call that normal. We shouldn't, because we're not at those levels, think that things are going poorly. I think the recovery should be compared to, in my mind, I would use 2005 probably as the baseline year, if you will. And that those were reasonable times. You know, we got out of hand for a while there. Everyone knows that was not sustainable. Why are we comparing ourselves to those times too? Let's go back to something that is more historic in keeping with what we've been able to do as an economy in the state.
Are we going to see much of a turnaround with the stimulus money? Because it's not really being spent yet. These construction projects, are still in the final planning stages. Ground hasn't been broken in most of them yet. Do we see much of a bump from that?
Well, the transportation stimulus, and we've got a couple of packages, I guess you could term stimulus. We had the ERA funds, and now we've got the HIRE Act that's come through. That will have some impact. There's no doubt about it. People are scrambling to get those things out as quickly as possible. I would again remind you that the real stimulus in Northern Nevada as far as transportation goes is really going to come out of the RTC5 initiative, which is many times what the federal dollars will do. But all that will help put people back to work and kind of stabilize things. And I'm happy to say I was driving down the Mount Rose Highway the other day, and I actually saw two or three homes being built out there, you know, and I was talking to some realtors, and they said, things are starting to move a little bit there. So I think we are seeing some signs. And the indicator that I like to look at is gasoline sales. And we've bottomed out pretty much on those, and now we're kind of flat, and we're going to start to climb here. I think in the next 12 months, we'll start to see consumption goes up, and that usually indicates more economic activity going on.
Mary, what about the minimum wage? The new numbers just came out. How does that affect us in the state?
Well, it's going to be a huge impact for which everybody knew in the beginning, for people first time looking for a job, the young people and stuff like that, because there's so many people now that are looking for work that you don't really get a benefit hiring a young kid and starting them on the way. And with the minimum wage being so high and stuff, I mean, there's young people are working now, but some of them like have 10 hours a week and stuff like that. It's going back to the old allowance money versus having a job. And it prohibits people from really getting hired, because you're going to get just a little bit more of a skilled person if you're going to pay that much money.
Well, you know, the thing about the minimum wage with Nevada's unique law is the minimum wage No matter what the federal government does, Nevada's minimum wage could go up as much as 3% every year when you take the cost of living index. So you have a situation here in Nevada which someday, and not too far off, we're going to have a minimum wage crisis like they do in California.
It's kind of starting to bump up to that, Ray, because of the economy being so bad now and because there was nothing put in there to even consider a downturn. So to hold it, it has to go up regardless of the economy, like you said. And that's starting to impact the ability of young people to get jobs, older people to get jobs and stuff. And there's this small middle group that can go ahead and get fit in because they have more skills and they don't require as much training.
Okay, so my job as a greeter at Walmart, kaput. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Burn that tie, you might get a job.
Another big week ahead in politics. Join me here each weeknight live at 6:30 where we'll talk with those who make the news and I'll take you behind the day's political headlines. See you Monday night.
Reno Auto Sound has just opened its doors on South Virginia Street. We sell numerous high-tech audio and video products from Pioneer, JBL, Kenwood, Infinity, JL Audio, and many others. We also offer auto alarms, DVD players, navigation systems, and window tinting for just $99 on any car. With one of the top 100 certified technicians in the country, we're ready to install your car stereo today. We can install any equipment purchased at Reno Auto Sound or elsewhere.
I'm heading down to Reno Auto Sound.
Hi, I'm Trina Stevens with Internet Auto Rent and Sales, your one and only new car alternative store. At Internet, you always get more for your money, like payments as low as $99 a month and priced thousands less than our competitors, with savings up to 40% and even 50% less than new. You can get the vehicle you really want, equipped the way you want, and fitting nicely in your budget. So remember, why pay the difference if you can't tell the difference at Internet Auto Rent and Sales?
Next, Entertainment Tonight. Tiger Woods' first words since his mistress's spilled secrets to Vanity Fair. On the record after the wild confessions. Then, Sandra Bullock, new divorce developments. Plus, Iron Man Monday with Robert Downey Jr. New secrets from the sequel. And Dancing with the Stars news. Kate's new moves. Evan's rehearsal on the road. And our exclusive with Derek and Nicole.
Next, E.T.
Nearly 24 million people in the United States have diabetes. And one out of four people who have diabetes don't even know they have it. Talk with your doctor. Don't delay.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest, Congressman Dean Heller of Carson City.
It'll be quite the show. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching and listening.